When you dominate, when you say, this is what I'm going to do, when you rebuke something out of your life that you know is not pleasing to God, heaven will back you up.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Soldiers on the battlefield fight with greater confidence when they know they have backup. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland encourages you to engage your faith, knowing all of heaven is backing you up.
I think there are people that, you're doing what you know to do on the Word, and it seems slow or it seems like you're not getting anywhere. And what you have to do in that situation, as all of us do, I mean, everybody has experienced and will continue to experience things that seem long time in coming in the kingdom of God. We believe we have the right to operate in the kingdom of God. We have faith. We stand for it. And many times, now Ken and I look back, you know, in over 40 years of ministry and walking by faith. We can see our own life. We remember the times when we had to press, when it seemed impossible, just to have food on the table. And then, you know, you get in the ministry and then you have to press to do the things you're called to do, like travel around and preach, go on the radio. We had to press, had to push through the fact in the natural fact that we had no money. We had to press through that by faith and believe God. Then on television, we had to press through that. We didn't have the money to go on television all over the world. We didn't have the expertise. We didn't have the people. So we had to press. We just had to keep going forward with the plan that God gave us. We had to keep going and not stopping. And so we can look back and we can see how God was so faithful to us. As we pressed into things, it wasn't easy, and your press won't be easy, most likely, but it's doable. And that's what I want to talk to you today about. And I was thinking about that. I didn't just try to think up a message to give this week, but this came to me this week, that many people, and they love the Word, they're on the Word, but they're not seeing the results that they know is possible and that they see other people getting. Ken and I can look back now and we see how we've pressed, we see how we've received, and really the blessing has manifested in our lives in a tremendous way. Ken and I are now, we don't feel like we're in the twilight years, but we're getting on up there. I'm 66, he's 71. But we're in great health. We had a physical the other day, and, you know, they say, what prescription drugs are you on? Not, are you on prescription drugs, but what prescription drugs are you on? So we say, zero. We're on no prescription drugs. What sicknesses do you have? Zero. We don't have any sicknesses. Why is that? Because we pressed into the things of God and we pressed into healing. And we believed God for healing way back there, and we continued to resist sickness and disease and believe God. And now we're strong, we're well, we don't have any, we're just not in any trouble. Hallelujah! It's great. So I want to talk to you about pressing, and we can look back and we can see what we did to cause blessing to be manifest. It's not just agreeing with the Word. It's not enough to just hear the Word. You got to actually get in there and do what the Bible says. And I think many times the people that are even Word people, you agree with the Word, you hear the Word. I think the pressing part is what is missing. There's three words that I got to talk today about. Because it's not easy. You're changing a whole system of living into a better system of living, but it's different. And it takes a different kind of situation. So three words that I got. One was, why do people not get the manifestation they're believing for? Well, for one thing, everything's not going to be instant. I mean, we didn't get it all instantly, but we got it all. We didn't get it instantly. I mean, many times, like financial things involve other people. Most of the time. I'm not going to say some dog couldn't bring you a sack full of money. Hey, I'm looking for that dog. I've been looking for that dog for a long time. But most of the time, it doesn't come that way. So there were like three words that I got to talk about this. And then we're going to talk about faith some. Because it's all but faith. But the word implement. Why do we not receive? Looking at our lives and where we are now in our spiritual life, how we maintain that spiritual life, I can see that a key to it is perseverance in the Word of God. Many times people that love the Word come to the meetings and yet don't receive, they don't implement faith. They don't press into faith enough. You might press some, but you don't press enough. And we've just learned some things about getting in that place and staying there that I'll share with you this week. But these words are key words. Implement. So I looked it up in the dictionary. It means to carry into effect, to fulfill, to accomplish. In other words, to implement it. You keep doing. You keep doing what the Word says. You keep talking right. You keep saying. You keep believing. You keep sowing. You keep doing. You keep. Ken and I also, I was going to tell you when I told you about our health, we also endeavor to eat right. We endeavor to eat healthy food. We endeavor to. We don't smoke. We don't drink. And we don't chew. I mean, you know, if you want to be healthy and you want to live a long time, then you got to keep the natural health rules and the supernatural health rules. So Ken and I give God all the glory that we are healed and whole and well. And you know what? That's the will of God for every one of us. It's the will of God for you. So implement is to carry into effect, to fulfill, to accomplish, to provide with the means for carrying into effect or fulfilling, to give practical effort, to implement. That's the verb. So to implement as the noun is to fill up, in and to fill. So we fill ourselves with the Word of God. We fill ourselves with spiritual wisdom and understanding. To fill up something used to implement in the verb form is something is used or needed in a given activity. So we give ourselves to the Word of God. Ken and I do that. We've done it for a lot of years. You have to do that if you want to switch over and be dominated by the kingdom of heaven instead of the kingdom of the devil. You got to switch over. Now, heaven won't dominate you. Satan will dominate you if you let him. But heaven won't come in and dominate your life, but it will back you up when you dominate. When you say, this is what I'm going to do. When you rebuke something out of your life that you know is not pleasing to God. Heaven will back you up. To implement faith, we find out how to get faith, and then we find out how to release faith, and then we find out that faith works by love. So we get it, we release it, and we walk in love. If we're not going to walk in love, apparently faith doesn't work. faith worketh by love, the scripture says. So all these things are ways to implement faith. And then the Bible says, the other word I looked up was good. That's to implement. Well, there were three words about. One was implement. One was engaged. So I said, we were riding along in the car talking. I said, now, Ken, what about? I was telling him about implement. I was telling him, I think that's the reason that people don't receive more what they're believing for, because they don't implement. And then I said, the other word was engaged. So tell me something about engaged. He said, well, engaged is what they, when the military engages in a battle, that word's used. Engaged. What does that mean? Well, that means the military is going to go attack somebody. They're in, or they're, if they're being attacked, they're going to engage in a battle. So I can see how faith is like that. You have to engage more. If you're not getting what you desire when you pray, what do? You don't think God's missing it. You don't get mad at people. You don't look to other people that's holding you back, because other people can't hold your blessing back. But you cannot engage. You can be engaging just a little bit when you got to engage a lot. You can be implementing. Like if you've got a headache, you know, you can engage a little bit in faith because it's not serious. But if you've got cancer, you're going to have to engage with everything you've got, because that's something that in the natural can take your life. You see what I'm saying? So I feel that, I mean, there have been times in our lives when we haven't engaged and when we have, but when we have implemented and we've gone straight ahead, we've done what God told us to do, we've received. Not always instantly, though. So you have to stay engaged until the answer comes. And especially in the area of finances. You know, when you're engaging for healing and you're believing God for healing, it's just you and God involved there. But generally for finances, you know, it doesn't fall out of the sky. We have to engage. How do you do that? Well, you keep scriptures in your mouth. I remember when John and Kelly was about in the first grade, and John was probably not even in school. He wasn't even in school yet. And I remember one of the ways that I engaged, and I still have this yellow little sheet of paper folded up by my bedside now. But I had a list. We learned about faith, some things about faith. We found out faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. We found out we were finding out about the words of our mouth and so on. We were just first learning these things. We had just moved from Tulsa when Ken went to ORU back in to Fort Worth, and we were living in this little place, and we'd learned. We'd been hearing about the Word of faith. We'd been hearing about God's Word and how faith comes and how faith goes. Faith comes by hearing, it goes by saying. I mean, that gives us a good clue right there. So I had a list of healing scriptures, prosperity scriptures, because that was our biggest problem, prosperity scriptures. And I would go over those scriptures every night. And I did that for years and years. And that little, I still got that little yellow piece of paper. It wasn't yellow when I started, but it's yellow now. And this would be in the late 60s, I guess, or probably the late 60s or early 70s. And I engaged, and I stayed engaged. Ken engaged, and he stayed engaged in prosperity. And it didn't happen instantly, but prosperity, we continued to increase a little and a little and a little and a little, and we're still increasing. You can continue to increase. You don't ever get to a place where God says, okay, disengage, cut it off. You don't need to do that anymore. You don't need to walk by faith anymore. You've got some money in the bank. No, you never disengage. Never. So the word engage and the word implement work together. And then this morning, I came across another word that I thought I'd include in these three words, and that is press. We're taught in the Scripture. The Scripture says that a good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings good things to pass. And the Scripture says that a man presses into the kingdom or the dominion of God. A man presses into the kingdom, which is another word for dominion of God. So we know that living by faith, living in supernatural prosperity, supernatural healing, living in the kingdom of heaven while we're still here in the earth and having the kingdom of heaven manifest in the earth is going to take some pressing. We're going to have to be engaged in it. There'll be some battling as the military engages in battle. You're not battling God, but there's enemies here. You know, the devil's here. He's come to do what? To steal. So we know he's going to be trying to steal from us. And he does his best to steal from us before we ever get it. Because why? Because he wants dominion. And he has no dominion. He was stripped of his rights. He was kicked out. He was disengaged. Amen. He got fired. Amen. And he got kicked out. And he owns nothing except what he steals from people. So we know there's going to be a press. You're not going to, he's not going to roll over and play dead. So what do we have to do? Well, we resist him. The Scripture says it's not that we don't have an answer. It's that it takes pressing to deal with him. You have to resist. If you came up here to rob me today and I just said, okay, here's this necklace. You can have it. This is not real, but they don't know that. You can have this. Then what? I didn't press. I didn't resist. What did I do? I gave up. But I could resist. And I'd probably resist more if it were more real. But you see the point I'm making. The press. I want you to think about it now. And get off of being, I've been doing this for forever. I've just been believing God for this sickness to go. And it just seems like it's nothing's happening. And God's not listening. And this and that and the other. God's never late. He's never the problem. We can't quit pressing. We can't quit implementing unless we want failure. In our finances, when you're believing God for your family, you may be believing God for the salvation of your children, and they look like they're getting further away instead of closer. Well, you can't be moved by that. You've got to stand in the gap for those children. You've got to believe God regardless. You've got to get your children's scriptures out. Like I got prosperity scriptures out. Like Dodie Osteen, when she was diagnosed with cancer, got on the healing scriptures. And there came a day when the doctor said, Dodie, there's no cancer in your body. They didn't cure her. The cancer medicine didn't cure her. They said, we can't do anything about this. So she had a kind of cancer that they couldn't do anything about. So John said to And Dodie said, well, why are we staying in the hospital? Let's go home. They went home. But you know the story. You should get her tape or in her book and read it if you haven't heard it. But they went home. And she had a list of healing scriptures that she went over. I believe it was twice a day that she went over these healing scriptures. What was she doing? She was pressing. You think she felt like pressing? Probably not. She probably didn't feel all that good. Do you think she was happy and joyous? No, probably not, because they told her she's going to die. But she pressed. She implemented. She got in there and she got on those healing scriptures twice a day, as I recall. And we have those. We have Dodie's little book or healing scriptures or something where all those are. And but you should hear it. You should get her testimony of it and listen to it. But anyway, there came a day when there was no cancer in her body. Now, that's been years and years ago. I think it's been over 20 years ago. It's been a long time since Dodie got healed of cancer. John's been in heaven for probably 10 years. And Dodie is still going strong. She said, we got a tape of her just not long ago. She'd had her 73rd, 72nd or 73rd birthday. Glory to God. Why? Because she didn't quit. Because she didn't give up on the scripture. Because she pressed. She implemented. She went after it. She engaged in battle. She engaged in the battle against cancer, as you might engage in the battle against poverty or against any other thing of the curse that's trying to come into your life. As you would engage in believing God and praying for the salvation of your children or your family. So those three words, I think that's the reason that... Now, Ken and I engaged, and we've stayed engaged. We didn't get comfortable and kick back and quit reading the Word and quit praying and quit obeying. We've stayed engaged. So we've continued to prosper, to increase spirit, soul, body, financially. And that's the answer. As I look at our life, that's it. We've stayed engaged. We've stayed in the Word of God. We've stayed spending time with the Lord. I'm not bragging on us. That was just the smart thing to do. But yet, that's why we're living long and strong, and that's why we're healthy, and we're not on medicine or drugs or anything else. Vitamins, supplements, yes, we take those. But we have no prescription drugs. And we're healthy. There's nothing wrong with us. Why is that? Because we're engaged in the kingdom of God. The more you engage, the more you receive. The more you engage in heavenly things and in the kingdom of God, the more manifestation comes in your life.
I remember when I first held my son. It was in that moment that I realized how much God loves me. I would do anything for my children. I want the best for them.
God, our Heavenly Father, desires for us to live victoriously. He wants us to succeed and be on top in every area of our lives. He has promised you the best, but living in the best doesn't just happen. You must receive it by faith. How to Live in God's Best, a teaching series by Gloria Copeland, will give you the foundation to live a life of faith. Learn the importance of God's Word and how to use it so that you might live in God's best. Learn where faith comes from and how you get it. How to recognize and resist Satan's deceptions. What happens when you speak in faith and what happens when you don't. You are a child of God, and being able to live in His best is promised to you. Decide today to live in God's best. To order your copy of Gloria Copeland's teaching series, How to Live in God's Best, log on to kcm.org and order online. This teaching is now available for just $18. To order by phone, you may call us toll-free at 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your copy of How to Live in God's Best and learn to speak and act on God's Word in faith.
Our offer today is a CD series, How to Live in God's Best. It's 6 CDs. It covers where does faith come from and how do you get it. God has promised the best for you, but living in the best doesn't just happen. You have to receive it by faith. And that's what we teach on here. Order yours today, today's message. I taught this at the Southwest BC, and it's very important message on engage, implement, and press. It's a message that'll stir you up to action. Over the next 2 weeks, we'll be showing the entire message. People get discouraged while they're believing God and they're standing, but they can't see anything happening. But if you've put faith into motion, something's happening. Something's coming to pass. The key is to persevere, to stay with the program. Don't quit. The enemy's trying to get you to stop, to disengage. But the Lord wants you to engage, implement, and press until the answer comes. Father, I pray for every person. I command the blessing to be manifest. Show them right now, Lord, what the next step of faith is for them. What are they to do to walk on and fulfill your call in their lives? In Jesus' name. Today is a very special day. It's our anniversary, and I want to wish my love, Kenneth, a happy anniversary. We've been married for 47 years today. Glory to God. And we've ministered to people all over the world. It's been a blessing. Ken is lovely to live with. I love you, Ken. We're coming to Australia, too. Coming together, too. I'm not going to stay home. We're coming together. We're going to have 2 victory campaigns. And we're going to be with our partners and our friends. Sydney Victory Campaign is May the 21st through the 23rd. The Brisbane Victory Campaign is May the 28th through the 30th. It's been a while since we've been to Australia, but Australia's in our hearts, hallelujah, and we've got partners there, and we've got offices there, and we want to encourage you, if you're in that area, to come. You may not have ever been in one of our meetings. We're inviting you to come. For more information, go to our website at kcm.org. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or to order a copy of today's product online, visit our website at kcm.org. There you'll find a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you grow in your walk with the Lord. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in Australia for these exciting victory campaigns in 2009. Come to the Sydney Victory Campaign from the 21st to 23rd of May at the Sydney Entertainment Center, 35 Harbour Street, Haymarket, Sydney, New South Wales.
Awesome blessing. You come together in that unity and just to see the presence and see the face of Jesus.
Just to be within a stone's throw of where he's actually ministering, I'd recommend to anybody just come and check it out because it's a wonderful experience here.
Come to the Brisbane Victory Campaign from the 28th to 30th of May at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre at the corner of Merivale and Glen Elg Street, South Bank, Brisbane, Queensland.
Coming into an atmosphere where there's people believing by faith and hearing the word, that you're able to easily just come under that presence with Jesus.
To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.